Live from studios all across America, this is Trivial Pursuits.
I will dress you up like a poodle. And
where we play some trivia and talk some life stuff.
I am teased.
With three of the baddest voiceover talent in the biz. Ryder.
Man. Never heard of him.
Mandy Fisher.
Roll the tape.
And Matt Baker.
There might be fighting words.
Disclaimer read. Trivial Pursuits is not sponsored by or affiliated with The Real Game.
You're wrong.
We just thought it was a cool name, and we're three voiceover artists pursuing happiness and sweet-ass paychecks.
You're wrong.
So let's get to it, kids.
Woo! Last week, we learned that Mandy has a fetish for jumping out of airplanes. That Matt, the all-knowing Matrix-like trivia machine, is actually human and doesn't, in fact, know the answer to every question.
Thank God.
Sadly.
And we learned that besides my hatred for Joan Jett and a completely irrational fear of being trapped under the ice, I, Ryder, your host this week, is still winless in this dumb game. And will once again, I guess, begin this show by serving my punishment, which was what again, Mandy?
Oh, yeah. You have to read a promo with your best Chicago accent.
Just bring in the Chicago. Come on, let's do it. Get the beef fat and the pork fat. Let's go.
Go Cubbies.
Or to sex, maybe the sex, either one.
Now, I'm going to safely anticipate that you don't remember me asking you to write me copy, correct?
No, I mean, I have it, but if you have your own, I mean, God bless.
Oh, dude, you fucking threw down, and she was like, nope.
Well, okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to put it in the chat then for me?
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat for you.
Okay. That means my old ass has to figure out how to do the chat first. Okay.
Yes. It's not long. It's just very appropriate.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. I'm proofreading it first because that's what a professional does.
Yeah. Mark it up.
Professional reads.
Print it out. Sign the NDA. Do the whole thing. Let's go.
Okay. I have to do this. There's nothing Chicago about this.
That's the challenge.
Oh, she wasn't going to make it easy.
She didn't put a sausage in here anywhere.
Can I fucking give this a shot for fuck's sake? That was
Let's go.
Last week in Trivial Pursuits, Mandy won, Baker Canada won, and Ryder lost big time. On the next episode, you'll hear trivia questions being asked, some of them being answered, and a whole lot of other cool shit. Tune in to wherever you listen to podcasts. Mandy Fisher is the best.
Yeah.
He booked that audition damn straight. Nice. I shouldn't even be allowed within Illinois state lines.
He booked on the audition. He didn't even have to go to the fucking session.
Hold on a second. Since he's so good at it, let's make him read the copy that I wrote.
Yes, Put it up.
Okay. Let's do it. Wait, is this a promo or
This is a whole episode. So here's the thing. So Mandy wrote hers like a promo for our show, which I totally get now in retrospect. In my mind, it was supposed to be like a promo that was like Chicago based somehow. So my promo that I wrote is about the Real Housewives of Chicago.
There was no rules attached. There was no stipulations. This was creative liberty.
Yes. And that's the beauty of all this.
It is. Bake me a cake as fast as you can.
Tonight on Real Housewives of Chicago, Janice didn't invite her Southside sister Jamie's family to the son's cubby themed bar mitzvah. I know she's totally going to have a heart attack. What will happen when Jamie's husband, Jackie, confronts Janice's husband, Jimmy, at the Teamster Union's annual softball tournament?
What will happen?
Yeah, he's gonna have a heart attack.
I bet.
Peppers are gonna flare like a sausage on Soldier Field Grill. So jump on the Kennedy early and avoid the tollway, because they're working on the Eisenhower, which is like totally giving everyone a heart attack. Next on The Real Housewives of Chicago.
It's a good thing we don't get paid to do this.
Makes me want to have a hot dog and go to the game.
Oh, my God.
They got some pork sausage and some beef sausage. Let's do it. I like how you spelled sausage, by the way. Sausage. You didn't.
I had to, because otherwise I'd say it wrong. Oh, my gosh. So how's everybody's week going? What sort of projects are we working on? Is everything good in your world? Mandy, let's start with you.
The world is fine. You know what's interesting is working with clients not in America and clients that speak English but don't have American cultural isms. So I have one of my biggest clients is in e-learning is Skillsoft, and they're based in Ireland, and there's always a little bit of a communication gap there.
Because you can't understand a word. They all sound like they're drunk all the time.
They probably are. But what do you mean? You're not drinking? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
God bless. I mean, I wish I could be drunk just reading e-learning scripts. That would be freaking great.
I had that same problem today. I was working with a client in England. Normally, they don't have very strong accents, but I swear I strained my brain trying to just understand the direction that they were giving me.
Oh, man.
What's doing like the Keith Richards kind of like...
That was actually pretty coherent for Keith.
For Keith Richards, right? Yeah. That was a sober Keith Richards, which doesn't happen often. But
Were they from Manchester? I find like the Manchester, like the deep Manchester accent is the hardest for me to understand. It's almost like bordering like Scotland accent, which is also like a thick Scottish accent is very hard for me to understand. But like a Manchester, woof, give me a Manchester accent and I really have to be deep under
I try to go extra hard in my preparation for stuff like this. So I was like, I was Googling funny things I can say, like funny British sayings. And I was just trying to like work them in. I'm like, yeah, that's the bee's knees.
That's British.
It is too. It's British.
Okay.
It's sure. Like 1920s American.
That's the Queen Snickers. I don't know.
There you go. That's probably more British.
Oh, Baker, man. You sound like you were born mucky.
Born mucky. Oh, look at him trying to slide that one in there.
That's a Britishism.
So my international one this week. I was in. I wasn't in. I was doing stuff for Dubai and McDonald's over there.
Dude, your bada da ba ba was great.
Ba da ba ba ba. Right. Yeah.
Look at you. I didn't know. Seriously, there is a duet waiting to happen here between Mandy and Baker.
With the ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
No, not with that. With like a real like chorus of a real song. We haven't just quite figured out what it's going to be.
Maybe
yet.
That will be when we lose.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen. I'm over. I haven't won yet.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to hear me sing.
It hasn't really been that many episodes.
Like, that's true. This is four?
Yeah, we're still warming up.
Yeah, so... And you're still not ever going to want to hear me say, like...
I don't know, dude. You nailed those notes. And I've auditioned for a bazillion McDonald's commercials over the years. And I've never booked one. Mandy, have you?
Twice.
Nice.
Well, this wasn't stateside. This was, you know, this was like a...
Dubai side.
Yeah, UAE.
Yeah, well, so, then it doesn't count.
No, what's always fun is, like, you get there's, like, in any McDonald's commercial, there's, like, 17 people on the fucking call. Because they're all like, well, we think that's okay. How about you, McDonald's corporate? What do you think? And then they have to say stuff, and that's, you know, I think you said it too fast because that was the one, I played the 130 on. There was 5:15s that I had to do, and they were just.
Did you make sure to ask them if they've seen the latest TikTok video going around of how McNuggets are made?
No, because I wanted to get paid and keep the job. Right. So it's so bad. It's so gross.
Asked
it's
to so, come back.
There's this dude, and he's feeding feet and. And beaks and stuff into a machine and it comes out into this paste and then they cut it all up and it's like I had to tune out after 40 seconds. I was like,
note to self, not gonna ever eat McNuggets again.
At least so sober.
Well, we should probably get at least the timer started on this since we give ourselves 30 minutes each week. Mandy's going to be our timer. Matt's going to keep track of the points for us. And we just sort of go a little round robin trivia and hang out and shoot the shit. And occasionally I'll score a point. But that's
occasionally.
It's very rare.
Yes. So, Mandy, why don't we begin with you asking Matt a question tonight?
Oh, Bakes.
Bring it on, fishes. Bring it
all
on.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. Let's see. Let's do geography.
Geography, and that means some kind of New York geography.
Well, I realized maybe perhaps I was being a little too regional.
Okay.
And so I've gone global.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Okay.
I confess I have not studied for global, but okay, let's do it.
Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Where is the Sea of Tranquility located? On the moon.
It is.
Ooh.
Wow. Out of the gate strong, babe.
All right. Yeah, look at me.
Boom. Incredible. How do you know? So do you know that from watching a TV show?
Right on.
No, I'm a space nerd, man. I do like a lot of space work for Magellan TV and stuff like that. And so,
oh my God, we should totally talk about white holes.
I'm sorry, what?
You're welcome. That so was many. Just offered up on a silver
so
platter.
So many. That's like, right. She just like slow pitched that one. I was like,
who doesn't love them a nice white hole?
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Loved it right in there. And everyone just,
like, oh, do we swing? It's so early. And I've only had like a little bit of
well,
this.
Well, it was, you just
drink
left
up, such, Buttercup.
You just left such a wide, cavernous opening for that. Oh, it was almost uncomfortable.
There we go. That's what we're talking about.
I don't know anything about wide cavernous openings.
I know
more about the tight
walking,
ones.
Walking away.
Okay. Matt, you are asking to me.
I'm asking to you. Well, let's keep with the space theme.
No, hold on. We can't go forward. I need to know what the hell is a white hole. I've heard of a black hole, but what the hell is a white hole?
Theoretically, it's the other side of a black hole. It's just where all the energy goes out. There is balance and symmetry in the universe.
So on the other end, it's white.
Theoretically, there is balance and symmetry in the universe.
Theoretically, on the other side of the world, there may be like three other voiceovers doing this, and they could be like from other countries. And
they could be asking where the Pacific Ocean is.
We need to send Ben Stiller in a rocket right through the middle of one of those to report back to us.
Ben Stiller? Why specifically Ben Stiller?
I don't really know.
Okay. Zoolander Ben Stiller?
Seems like the right man for the job.
Or Night of the Museum Ben Stiller.
Because he wouldn't take it too seriously, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. Well, he's into directing now, so I don't know. Maybe he would. Anyways.
Very serious.
All right, Matt to me.
Here we go. Keeping in the space theme, what was the first soft drink in space? The first soft drink in space.
Now, you would think that it's got to be one of the bigs. Right, it's got to be one of the go-tos, but I'm almost guaranteeing that it wasn't. It had to have been something like Mr. Pibb or Tab, and for some reason I feel like I want to go Tab.
It was Coke.
Oh fuck me,
you're wrong.
Speaking of white holes, anyways,
okay,
baby. Well,
see, this is okay. So, okay. Note to self, rest of episode. Do not trust gut. Okay. Writer asking Mandy her first question of the day. I'm going to stick to my theme of voiceover related questions. And I thought this was pretty cool. Which famous character couples were actually voiced by a married couple?
Ooh.
Now I'm going to give you a couple choices. Okay.
Okay.
Daisy and Daffy, Mickey and Minnie, or Homer and Marge.
Okay, I know it's not Homer and Marge. I'm pretty sure it's not Mickey and Minnie. Or wait, I think they did actually. After it was Walt, I'm going to say Mickey and Minnie.
She gets the point.
Yes.
Yeah, because Daisy and Daffy were not a couple. It's Daisy and Donald.
Oh.
Yeah. Daisy is Disney and Donald's Warner Brother.
Look
or
at
Donald's
those
Daffy is Warner Brothers.
Oof. Okay, so Mickey was voiced by a guy by the name of Wayne Allwine. He did it for a record 32 years.
Oh.
Holy smokes, that's a long time.
Yeah, and Matt's ready for the next version of this. And his wife, Russie, is her name, Russie Taylor. She's still to this day voices.
Does Minnie? No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just if you don't mind me asking.
Say that again.
Age, how old is she?
She's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I did not go that far into my I'll get my research team on that. Right. Research team. That's my dog in the corner over here.
Yeah. Get on that. Make it happen.
All right. Mandy, let's flip it back around. Now you're asking me this time.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll do a voiceover question to you.
Okay.
Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Mammal?
Man, I'll tell you this. It is not my three puppies. Nope.
Not dog, not cat, not whale.
That cannot speak. That is
has no vocal cords.
Absolutely no ability to make any sound whatsoever.
Nope, that's not true. That's not what she's saying.
That's not what
I said. Gotta pay attention.
Shall we do a multiple choice?
God, I would love that. And I was nice to you and gave you a multiple choice.
I'll do multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Is it elephant, panda, giraffe?
Man, that's a great question. I've never heard a giraffe. I've got to go with giraffe.
Is that your final?
That's my final answer. It was a fucking elephant, wasn't it?
Writers on the board.
With God! Hallelujah! There is a baby Jesus in heaven.
The irony, right? The giraffe with that super long neck, no vocal cord.
Did you see recently that giraffe born without any spots?
No.
I did.
There was the first giraffe born in captivity that had zero spots.
So was he like all white or was he all brown?
All brown. So like could technically maybe one giant spot that covers his whole body. But like, I don't know.
That's freaking cool. Right. I love, have you ever fed a giraffe before, like at a zoo?
Yes.
No.
It's petrifying because their tongue looks like something out of the movie Alien. It just like comes out.
Imagine though that like scene in Jurassic Park where like they're afraid they're in the tree and they're feeding that one that's like.
Oh, the brontosaurus. Yeah.
And then it sneezes all over her. That's kind of what I imagine.
It's a gorgeous moment.
I got to think that's pretty close. Yeah, definitely going to be close.
So we're tied across the board. Has this ever happened?
No, it has never happened. Mark this day in history.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, Matt Baker, here is my question to you.
Cheers.
Yes, sir.
What does ADR stand for?
Oh.
That is a voiceover related question for those
people. It is a voiceover related question. I am going to say...
Mind you, he boned me on VHS a couple of weeks ago. So this is this is paybacks for that, for not knowing video what, Mandy? Video home system.
See, you're retaining information.
You remember.
You're learning.
Okay.
Automated dialogue replacement.
He gets another point. Nice job.
Circle gets the square.
Have any of you guys ever done any ADR work?
I do lots of ADR.
Do you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me one. I mean, and I know sometimes roles are hard to remember. Trust me. Like I had a client this morning who literally played me a reference of something that I don't even remember doing. So I get that. I was like, wow, that was me. They're like, yeah, that was you. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like me, but I don't remember doing it. But for you, like have you ever stepped in for somebody famous?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's different than ADR. What do they call that? Voice matching.
Yeah, that is voice matching, which is part of ADR and is part of loop group. So I'm a part of a lot of different loop groups. So I do looping now we're on strike, but I am on a couple of different TV shows for looping. And oftentimes I do some ADR voice match, lip flap voice match for the stars on the shows. But I guess
you match a voice for us? Match a voice for us. Come on, do it. Come on, writer. Back me up here.
It's usually just a couple words, so I don't even have to really match their voice. I just have to say the couple of words, and no one ever knows. They're like, oh, the engineers are so good that they're just
Do your best voice match. Hold on. I want to hear your voice. Who's your bread and butter voice match?
I don't know.
Don't be Matt Baker. Okay, don't be that guy. For anybody listening to this show right now, if you come across a voice actor in your life, don't ever do what he just did. Do the voice, monkey. Jump through the hoops, monkey. I can't tell you how many times I'm at the airport or something like that, and they're looking at my microphone. They're like, what do you do? And I'm like, voice actor. Like, do a voice.
Okay.
Shut up. I will punch you in the vag.
And that's the dudes.
I have voice matched, though, for Shailene Woodley, Laura Linney, Rashida Jones. What's the ones I can think of?
Was it Netflix stuff or...
The shows that I'm currently on, like I said, now we're on strike, but Prime, I'm on Outer Banks on Prime.
I love Outer Banks.
Yeah.
I've seen every episode.
I've done Dickinson on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on. I don't know.
That's really neat that you have access to that work, because where I live in the middle of nowhere, Florida, you know, we can't.
I mean, I do it from here.
Do you for the most part? So it's changed then. They're allowing a lot of.
Dude, the pandemic freed everybody.
I haven't been in a studio since even before the pandemic. I mean, I went into loop group maybe one or two times in studio for like very specific scenes. But since COVID, I've been doing loop group from home.
That's pretty
And it's cool. Like this. It's like right? one it's, big it's, Zoom improv.
Yeah, no, but you can't say that out loud. You've got to tell the up and comers out there. No, I bust my ass. I'm on the train for 16 hours a day.
Now they trust her. Now she's a known entity. It's not like she's some new, but just comes up and is like, hey, I want to do Shailene Woodley. No, you can't. You got to go.
All right. Well, can you give me a point tally?
Hopefully it's it's one across the board because that's what
I just got that second one number.
Okay, so Matt is in the lead too.
But okay, fine.
To one to one.
Automatic dotted log replacement, the ADR, the thing that prompted entire conversation.
Okay, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I'm here for the friendship conversations. I'm not even thinking about the points, okay, Baker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not thinking about them either. They just happen.
All right.
It's a spontaneous.
If you're not thinking about it, then ask Mandy a really good question.
Ask me a really good question.
I'm going to ask you a question, and this is kind of a follow-up question to a question you asked, and I got wrong a couple weeks ago. Which country invented ice cream? Which country invented ice cream?
This was the follow-up to the New York question about the fast food.
See, you do have retention, Ryan. Mm-hmm.
But okay. I don't remember the question nor the answer.
Well, she asked me, like, what was invented? It's, I don't know. Something was invented in New York, and it was pizza. The answer was pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was which, like, fast food was started in New York City?
New York.
It was pizzeria.
All right.
And I feel like the go-to should be, like, Italy or France, but I feel like it's China.
Final answer?
My gut is saying China.
It is China.
No!
Nice. Yes. Boom.
I do like a red bean ice cream. I'm not going to lie.
That's
is that Chinese or is that Japanese?
I think, what is it? The mochi is the Japanese one, right? That's like the kind of pseudo ice creamy thing.
Yeah, mochi's fantastic.
I don't know if I trust Chinese ice cream right now. Just saying. They tried to kill our kids with the toys and all the chemicals and stuff in there. And
you're still on TikTok and TikTok Chinese.
Then they tried to kill all of our pets. With the same thing with all the bad chemicals and stuff in the dog food and the toys and all that fun stuff.
And let's not forget COVID. But
and that.
Just
pinning that one.
Yeah, that was a big one.
All right, so we're back to the top of the order where Mandy asks a question.
Back to the top of the order. Here we go. Mandy's asking the questions.
Okay. Okay.
Who's Mandy asking the question to? You asking to me?
Mandy's asking to you.
Let's do a little bit of what do we think? What do we think? What did I ask you before I asked?
I think you should ask him something.
Well, you
really
asked me
difficult.
Like geography.
I asked you geography. Okay. And it was the moon. Okay.
It was the moon.
Okay.
We're going to go all the way with it now. We're just going to dive right in. We're going to do all of it. Let's go. Do the question. Come on. Bring it to me.
Okay. Which of Shakespeare's plays is the longest?
So we're not talking like Henry IV, part 1 and 2, because that's like two plays.
That's two plays.
Right. So I don't think that would count. It's going to be something stupid.
Which Shakespeare play is stupid? Let's hear that.
All I know is that if I was getting this question, Mandy, all you have had to have said was, can you name a Shakespeare play?
Oh.
And I would have been out.
Right, I feel like though it's not going to be like it's not going to be the Hamlet or the Othello or the.
Shall
whatever.
I give you the multiple choice?
Okay, give me the multiple choice. There's so many plays.
Is it King Lear?
King Lear, okay.
Is it the play that shall not be named, starting with an M?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it Cymbeline, or is it Hamlet?
I'm just going to go for the left field answer of Cymbeline.
Very good guess.
You got it?
No. It is.
She put in a ruse. She put in a fake.
It's the wrong guess. You're wrong, but the wrong one.
Oh, what is it?
I like your Lady Danbury accent there.
Right? Hamlet? It is Hamlet? Oh.
Hamlet. He's a long boy.
That's what he, says. But
he does. He does say.
Do you have like how much longer is it? Than like is it like 10% longer or something or?
You know, I didn't do that research, Matt, but I would love to look that up for you.
I'm just curious.
I will get my dog Moose on that immediately.
Yeah, please. Get
in
your
the
research
meantime,
team on that.
Matt, you are asking a question to me, and I'm putting on my game face now.
Game face.
I got my headband on.
Well, speaking of longest, we're going to keep longest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep it we're going to go movies.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? And I'll give you a little clue. It was a Disney movie.
I'm going Tarzan.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You're wrong.
I'm going to let you.
Is that not a Disney movie?
I'm going to let you rethink that question, that answer.
Yep. We're going to rethink this. We're going to group think it. We're going to step back in time a little bit.
It's like,
I'll give you a clue. It was before any of us were born.
Yep. Although Tarzan, like, let's just appreciate how much the soundtrack for Tarzan absolutely fucking slaps.
Right. Phil Collins, top of his game. Gotta love it.
100%. I love the enthusiasm.
I love how you guys just like refuse to accept my answer. You're like,
no, because listen, it's so
Riders, favor. Come on,
Riders trivially challenged.
It's so painfully wrong.
Yeah, like, it's like,
so
come on.
Painfully wrong.
Like, The Lion King came out before Tarzan. So, you know, right. And that was a feature-length movie.
Wait, hold on a second. There wasn't an original Tarzan,
so
like a bajillion years ago?
It was not animated. It was Johnny Weissmuller and shit. That was like
trouble understanding what animated feature film means. Like, are we just not sure about the definition of it?
I'm going to go with Cinderella.
That's a better guess.
Much better guess. But
so
wrong. But my better guess.
Manny, what was it?
It's Snow White.
Boom!
Oh! How come you couldn't have just said no the other one?
It's 1937.
Okay. No, the other one. Look at that. She even pulls the date.
Having seen all of the Rachel Ziegler TikToks where she says it's not 1937 anymore and we're doing a remake. Like, I mean, look, girlfriend was on her press junket doing the thing, and things have not been taken very nicely about the remake. But, you know, she was probably told to say all those things in fairness. But it was 1937's No Way.
Yeah, pretty sure she had some talking points. But
all right, well,
okay, I got my
Cinderella. Lone point.
Look, you got, once we backed you off of your ridiculous first answer,
Cinderella
you got
was a better choice.
Much
I
closer,
will say,
right?
I feel so much better about myself.
I would have AB'd that. Either one.
I'm going to say though, Cinderella was put out in the 50s.
Well, let's see. So Bambi was next. And then, by the way, the guy who voiced Bambi went on to become this Marine Corps like captain.
Yeah.
And never mentioned it to anyone in his unit.
Oh, I bet.
He was like, that was not me.
What do you want, Sergeant Bambi?
Oh, yeah. Captain Bambi.
Captain Bambi!
Yeah, he would have been like, you better fucking drop, give me fucking 20.
Oh, where's right, Thumper, so, sir?
It is my turn to ask Miss Fisher a question.
Oh, shit.
The woman of voiceover.
The woman of VO.
And your question is going to come from the world of music.
Uh-oh.
And this is not a multiple choice question, but I have a sinking feeling you're going to get this really easily.
Okay.
What singer's real name is Stefani Germanotta?
Oh. Ooh.
What singer's real name is Stefani Germanotta?
So I have a story about her.
Oh!
We were both...
What, you and Stefani went to what, high school together?
No, NYU. I went to NYU for a brief stint in time.
I thought you went to Marymount, Manhattan.
I did. But I graduated high school early, and I briefly went to NYU before going to
Hold on a second. Marymount. I gotta see this breezes past the, I graduated high school early.
I know.
Like, I was lucky to graduate high school. She graduated early.
She would play at this dive bar almost every Friday and Saturday. And I was in this dumb band for a half a second in my life. And
wait, did you sing or did you play something? I'm sorry.
I sang and played.
What'd you play? Guitar. Okay.
Poorly, very horribly, badly. And
better than me, but go ahead.
She went, I don't know. She went on and she was so breathtakingly good, like intimidatingly good. We packed up and slammed some shots and we left. We were like, fuck this. Like, we're not going on after her. Like, she was so amazing.
We're not like, following that. Forget
no,
it.
We were like, okay, we're out. We're done. Bye. Bye. Lady Gaga.
Is the right answer.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wow.
Just amazing. She was just, even then, like, she was just breathtakingly amazing. And it was so obvious, like, anybody else going on after her was like, nope, bye.
Wow, not surprisingly, with that, Mandy pulls into the lead.
Woof, very nice. All right, how much time do we have left on the trivia board?
Oh, right.
Or shall I say the Trivio board?
We got 5 minutes.
All right. So look, right at the current, at 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Mandy, you are asking to me now.
All right, this is a New York City question, but
my favorite topics.
A ubiquitous question.
Okay.
That I feel like people know because it definitely happened in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay. Outside of which New York building was John Lennon killed?
I was under the assumption that he was killed outside of his apartment.
Yes, which was the name of that apartment was.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to the Beatles newsreels that intensely. Can you give me just a letter? Give me a first letter.
Okay. D.
And does it start with a the?
Yes, it's the D building.
The D building. The of D course it was.
I'm just going to let that hang.
Bro!
Okay. Right. And she drinks.
I'm going to go with the Dwight D. Eisenhower.
No, you're not. You're wrong.
The Delano Roosevelt building. The douche nozzle bank.
The deep throat building. I don't know. It's nothing poetic or ironic, is it?
Matt, do you know for the steal?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the Dakota.
Dakota.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
What is it?
I'm doing it for the first time.
Uh-oh.
I'm reaching for the dick card. I'm pulling out the dick card. For the first time in the history of this game, that means that question was dickish. There's no way anybody would ever know the answer to that. Should they be, or even should they be responsible for knowing the answer to that? And you must retract the question.
I retract the question.
And give me a real one.
And give you another one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. That's right.
I always wonder what would happen when the dick came out.
I know. I was wondering, too. And which dick it would be.
Well, Ryder is the first one to drop it, so.
And let me tell you,
Ryder throws good. The D hard.
It felt good.
That's appropriate, because it started with a D.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
How many boroughs does New York City have?
Oh, come on.
Too many. Softball, the answer is too many. I'm drawing a second dick.
There's a bike tour named after it. Come on.
There's a bike tour named after it?
You could do this specific.
Mandy, is there a Burroughs song you can sing for me?
Oh, probably.
Do it like you did the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar. And there is one more.
Wait, are you giving up, yo?
I'm going to randomly say 16.
Wow.
Wrong.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's like,
go big or go home, baby.
God, is this a bad question? Am I bad?
No, I know the answer. I could tell you.
Okay, should I ask him another question, though?
No, that's okay. You guys don't have to cater to my senility.
It's not senility. Look, you clearly retain this afterwards because you know what EGOT means now.
Right.
So, and you know how many seats make a Broadway
500 theater. Or more.
Yeah, 500 or more. See, boom, there he is.
So, okay, if I've grossly overestimated, and you guys are like, oh my God.
You have grossly overestimated.
I'm going to go with 6.
Oh, you're so close.
Okay, right. Okay, I didn't get a point. It's okay. How many are there?
5.
5. All right, so the next
Brooklyn,
time this question
Queens,
is.
Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island.
Can we do that again? Can I do the beatbox?
Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, the Bronx.
That was pretty good.
Pretty solid.
I feel like definitely you should get the point just for that.
No, I don't. But I will
have a half point. Can we give him a half point for that?
No, I'm not taking half points anymore. I just cannot take the charity.
Okay.
I just need to face the reality that, you know, trivia is not my thing. Ryder to Matt. Here we go,
Matt. Here, come in, Ryder.
This is a phenomenal question that I actually learned the answer to. Ready for this?
Uh-oh. 30 seconds on the clock.
On TikTok. Here we go. What legal TV show theme song was originally written for a porno movie?
Oh, I just saw this too. I commented.
Wow.
Did you really?
What legal TV show? Like, it's a
what legal. What legal TV show? That's what time of genre it is. It's a legal TV show. Its theme song was originally written for a porno movie. Back in the 70s.
Shall we do the theme song?
70s, shit. I was going to say L.A. Law, but that's not far enough back. Legal TV show.
Mm-hmm.
70s? I don't know.
70s.
No, any fucking legal TV 70s. Shows in the 70s.
Well, I don't believe the show came out in the 70s. The show came out years later, but they loved the song so much and felt that it was so perfect for the show that they put it in.
I'm going to say L.A. Law.
You're wrong.
Bum bum bum.
Dun 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 dun.
Bum bum bum.
Dun 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 dun.
So what was the porn movie that it was written for?
It was a movie called Barbara Broadcast. And the director won many awards for his creative interpretation of the erotosphere in this
movie. Erotosphere. Okay, yes, nice. Very nice.
I just made up that word.
Oh, that's a good word. I like it.
I just know that it is set in some sort of dystopian city. And that was the theme. Answer, People's Court.
The People's Court.
So yes. I just want to know how Judge Wapner is like, wait. I have the perfect idea for us for the theme song, right? Let's do it.
Thank you, Rain Girl. Are we officially out of time?
And with that, we are out of time.
All right, here we go. Then the final score
is Mandy Fisher again, taking the win 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, wow. I'm at 2, Ryder at 1. He could have been 1.5, but he turned it down.
I didn't want the charity.
I'm telling you, it's the drinks. I get to choose your punishment.
That's right. What do you got for punishment next month?
This is my favorite part of the show.
He likes punishment.
Right. Okay.
Don't make me use this again.
I think I'm holding up the dick card.
You can't hold up a dick card on punishment. You have to hold up a dick card on questions. On punishment, you're just fucked.
Okay.
You have to do a shot and then read copy that Matt writes for you.
See, now I look forward to this punishment.
Wait. What kind of copy, though? Like, give me something.
I originally had said political, but I feel like we should be kinder and do just like commercial. I think that's the easiest.
Any product? I can make a product up, for instance?
Absolutely, you can. I feel like it should be dick cards.
No, for those of you that don't know, Matt has a pretty extensive background in improv comedy. I think this is your opportunity to shine and embarrass the bejesus out of me.
You do improv now, don't you?
I did improv until the pandemic started, and then the pandemic started. But I was like for a bunch of years, and sadly, and then like pretty much everyone on my team had babies, and that was like, we're not getting back together. So
You're gonna write some fantastic copy.
I am. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. This is gonna
and
be
Ryder
awesome.
And Ryder is gonna take a shot, and then he's gonna do it.
Okay. Do I take the shot, wait about 12 minutes, and then read the copy? Or I have to do the shot and then the copy?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you are really enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, can't wait till next week.
Yes, outstanding.
And that was another fun episode of everybody's favorite voiceover trivia show, Trivio Pursuits.
Pursuits!
Thank you for tuning in, folks. Have yourself a phenomenal rest of whatever you're doing right now and be awesome.
We're out. We're done. Bye.